just celebrated 17 years of marriage and another marriage renewal ceremony. Congratulations, Jackie. How are you today?
Oh, I'm fantastic, and thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, I think this is wonderful what you guys are doing. 17 times now you put this all together.
Yes, and it is a big undertaking, but you know what? I wouldn't have it any other way.
Yeah.
This year has been really special.
A lot of love, patience, strength, and teamwork going into that, huh?
Oh, lots of it, definitely. And we're best friends, you know.
Yeah.
A lot of times you don't see that in relationships, especially nowadays. And I got his back and he got mine.
Well, I like the way you kind of use your wedding anniversary ceremony to spotlight the ongoing fight that you have for marital equality.
Definitely.
In the lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender community. Is that correct?
Oh, yes, definitely. The LGBT community means a lot to us. We've been longtime supporters, and we want to bring as much noise as we can to it. We think it's totally unfair that everyone can't be married, you know, to who they want, when they want, however many times they want.
I'm with you on that. I totally agree with that. Everybody should have the opportunity to be miserable once in their life. You're absolutely right. I totally agree with you on that.
But miserable in a wonderful way, though,
isn't
it?
In any sense
of the
word.
No, there's nothing great about marriage for Jay.
Why deny them to be married? You're right. Right on. Let them see what this is all about.
Yeah.
So why not stop having a marriage ceremony every year in order to bring light to the inequality that you're stressing now? Why is it that you feel you're using your wedding to bring attention to this?
Because I feel like me and my husband have gotten long spread worldwide attention about getting married every year. I don't know of any other couple that's done that. It's a tradition.
Well, they have, but they're now divorced.
We started years ago, and I just feel like, you know, if they're going to pay attention anyway, pay attention to something that means a lot to so many people and to us all around the world. So this is our way of doing it.
What's been the response?
From the community, from the LGBT community.
That's right.
What kind of response are you getting from them?
Oh, we're getting a wonderful response. I mean, everybody understands. And, you know, we were kind of worried because we didn't want anyone to feel like, oh, my God, are they, you know, throwing it in our face that they can get married and we can't. And it didn't happen. And we are so honored for that because that's never been our, you know, our reason for doing it. It was always, you know, let's get attention and let's show people that it's not fair. Let everyone get married. And we, you know, we have lots of friends and family members in the community. We're a very big part of the community, and it's just an awesome opportunity that we've had to be able to do it this year.
What are you going to do next year?
You know, I'm not sure. We're already
people. Jackie, I'm really curious, and I'm very cynical. So understand where I'm coming from with this. This seems like an opportunity to get out on something positive before the next season of Basketball Wives hits.
Oh, thank you so much. This has absolutely nothing to do with Basketball Wives, whether which I love the show. It is, you know, something that I'm doing, and I'll do it as long as they have the show. But this is something that I believe in. And, you know, it's funny because I didn't have Basketball Wives. We didn't have Basketball Wives a few years ago, and we also did something. We kept it, you know, it was in Seattle. We didn't put it on TV. We were asked by major news people all around to do it, but we decided it was something that we wanted everyone to be comfortable with as well. Mm-hmm. Never been about getting media for it then. This time is to bring, you know, in Los Angeles, in West Hollywood. It's, you know, it's not fair in the state of California that same-sex couples are not recognized as legal couples. So that's why we decided, you know what, this time we'll get married, we'll invite everybody out, and, you know, we're just happy to be doing this right now.
Jackie, Christy, do you have family directly affected by marital inequality?
Yes, definitely. I have family members that are gay or lesbian. I also have best friends of, you know, 15 of my best friends, including my makeup artist, everybody. It's
you
gay
got 15
and
gay
best.
Friends?
Huh?
You got 15 gay friends?
Oh, yes, definitely. More than that, but close friends, you guys. It's just amazing, and I just love them. They love me. We are family. I don't feel them any different. I don't look at them any different, and I feel like everyone should be the same way. So I hope that this brings, you know, a positive outlook on what it is and that we're all human beings and we deserve to be free. So, you know, leave us alone. Let us do what we want to do.
So will they be a part of your ceremony to be in wedded bliss? If they have partners, would you have them as a part of your wedding ceremony?
Oh, I would love to. And yes, definitely. I would love to. This year we got married right in the middle of, I can't really give it away because it will definitely be, you know, on the show as well. And hopefully people will get to see it, you know, all the different people that follow the show as well.
This is going to be the most fabulous wedding that you've ever had, the most fabulous one.
And when is the next season of Basketball Wives LA starting?
I'm still a few months away. I think it's late September. I don't have a definite air.
Will this be on the show?
Yes, yes, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
All right, very good, Jackie. Jackie Christie, thanks. And we'll be watching Basketball Wives LA season 2. Congratulations on that. Thank you for sharing you know, your fight, your cause with us today. Appreciate
thank you guys so much. You're the best.
Take
bye
care.
Right.
Thank you.
Yeah, Jackie kind of laid it down for us a little bit. So now everything cleared up?
No.
You straight?
No.
Huh? You think she's just doing this for the show, huh?
God bless her, though. Okay.